Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning, 02 hundred hours. Cloudy, 41 degrees. Good morning, 03 hundred hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good morning, 04 hundred hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Cloudy, 41 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees. Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees. Good morning, 09 hundred hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees. Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good morning, 11 hundred hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
This is WD0BCF.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
WD0BCF with you.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Is anyone around running that? This is over here. Thank you.
WD0BCF in Houston.
All right, I guess Larry's not going to run the net. I guess I'll run it. Hang on just a second. Let me sign a piece of paper here. All right, good evening. This is Matt, WSAU, with the U of M Sunday Night Net. This net meets every Sunday night at 8 p.m. and this U of M repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. They'll take check-ins in the following order. First, they'll take short-time mobile and portable stations, then the Echolink stations, then all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations for the Aero Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian, portable, mobile.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo Charlie, Stewart, portable.
Okay, ASD and WSRC, any other mobile, portable, and short-time stations? All right, nothing heard. What do you have for us, Dave? And you'll be followed by SRC. Go ahead, ASD.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is ASD, and we're just taking a walk around the neighborhood tonight, so we can be outside to be able to see the machine here from the handheld. And, it's getting a little chilly out here, but I guess it's supposed to rain tonight and tomorrow, so we'll see how that transforms. don't have a whole lot else for Matt this evening. Okay, this is me. Back to Matt.
All right, thanks, Matt. Yeah, I went out earlier. I did some grocery shopping for Thanksgiving since I can't have the person I just took you now. So it was not too bad out, but not exactly warm or sunny. Anyhow, WSRC, you're up next, and I'll take a standby for echoing check-in. Go ahead, Stuart.
WSRU and the net, WSRC, good evening, Matt, and everyone else. I'm transmitting on a new radio. I have a Yaesu VX6R, which I bought in preparation of the big repeater move of the arrow on Tuesday, which I'm really looking forward to, where the 2 meter and 220 repeaters actually have the capability of being linked together, and all kinds of other functions will be added, and I'm absolutely looking forward to seeing if I can hit the 220 repeater from here when it gets moved. Other than that, not a whole lot else to report here. I have a live audio feed of my own repeater, which is working really well, and feel free to take a listen to that if you like. So I think that's about it. Back to you, Matt. Definitely with SRC.
Where is the audio feed, what's a good way to find it without hopefully reading too much complicated stuff off?
Oh, no problem. It's on broadcastify.com. WSRC back to net.
All right, thanks for that, Stuart. Yeah, that also reminded me of something with the 9.6. We had, there was some issues with the 9.6 repeater hearing stations that weren't very strong into it on Monday night. And, when we did check your new radio, it wasn't hearing you very well. I think it was Thursday night or so. And I didn't like put the two together until a little bit later, but when I worked the repeater crawl, I was not hearing some of the stations I normally can at least hear, usually get into. But, the Mount Plummins and the, I think it's the Wyandotte repeaters, I can usually hear them even though I can't quite get into them. I can usually at least hear some carrier and a little bit of audio, but I didn't hear any trace of them at all on the repeater crawl. So let's see. Now we're going to take a standby for echoing stations. Any echoing stations, we can check in. I'll put WD0BCF Larry down here, and then I'll take a standby for any other echoing stations. Please come out. All right. Any all stations for the Arrow Sunday night, please come out.
CATO, Don.
QB6NU.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo.
Okay, ATO, I've got WD0BCF, ACATO, KB6NU, and KF8ARE. Any other stations? All right, nothing here at all. I'll note that, Don, the very beginning of your transmission was cut off. Like, I got, like CATO, your A was cut off somehow. Let's go to Larry, WD0BCF, and you'll be followed by Don. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, greetings to Ann Arbor. Usual report, I'm doing a lot of listening, and had a good QSO with a good friend up in Marquette, Michigan, so I'm a good user of echoing, that's for sure. Appreciate all your efforts, Matt. Back to you, WD0BCF in Houston.
All right, thanks for that. Good on the QSO, and I assume it was over echoing. Let's see, up next is ATCO, and you'll be followed by Stan. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACATO Don here. Not sure why
I got cut off at the beginning, but anyhow, I'm making darn sure I've got the push to talk down well. I guess I'm going to be part of the Entourage Tuesday going to Wolverine Tower, so it's a U of M building, but Arrow repeaters, so we're going to try to do a whole bunch of work on them and hopefully finish in a day. We'll see. If not, we'll go back again. I'm very pleased with the student turnout at the U of M club events. Maggie's really been bringing out the student attendance, and that's great. Only bad news is probably that she's going to graduate and will need a successor, but we'll see. Yeah, it's been a very good year for a very good club. I'll stop there. ACATO.
All right, thanks for that. Thanks for your work on the Arrow repeater and good news about the U of M club. It also seemed that there were a number of other people that were pretty active in the club, so I think it's, maybe Maggie's a little bit better at drumming up people to actually come to things, but I think there's still a number of pretty active people in there that are leaving, maybe even won't be such a problem. I was at 777 for a meeting on last Wednesday, and I was going to take a look over at the Arrow antennas and see if I saw anything untoward with that, although it sounds like it seems to talk just fine. It just doesn't hear very well. It's probably some sort of problem with the receiver or probably with the filters or some sort of interference or something rather than any physical problem with the antenna. Anyhow, up next is KB6NU, and you'll be followed by CRE. Go ahead, Dan.
WSAU, this is KB6NU, and I'm with you. I think that the U of M club will do quite well. It's really been, I guess I shouldn't say surprising, but heartening that they have done so well over the years since Chris got them started again back probably 20 years ago already now. So that's good. My latest years, I've been having kind of fun with my Ham Shack hotline phone. I put a Mastodon post out with my number, and I actually got a few people to call me. But one of the cool things is that there's some streaming channels on there. Like there you can stream the BBC World Service. So I was listening to that just before the net. So anyway, I'm having fun with that. And the best part was the phone was free. So how about that? Anyway, back to you. That's KB6NU.
All right, thanks for that. That sounds interesting. So hopefully we'll never get overtaken with spam like my regular phone. Let's see. And about Don's original transmission being cut off, it also could be something with this radio too. This radio, I noticed, doesn't open as close quite as quickly as my older Kenwood did. So it could have been something with the radio too, especially if it's it's doing carrier swell, not tone swell, so it wouldn't be waiting for the tone, but that could have been why it could have caused some, could be the signal came out there, but the radio didn't quite open as well as well. That's not. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list with the U of M Sunday Night Net. Up next is KFARE, then I'll stand by for more check-ins. Go ahead.
KFARE, hello. Everyone, nice to be here and nice to hear your voices. I am just continuing to try to get experience. I moved my shack up to the upstairs office and put a UHF and a HF antenna in the attic. And so I'm trying to test those and see how those go, see how those sound. And just trying to log on every day and hear and see what's going on. Make as many contacts as like time allows. And, I'm looking forward to getting more simplex experience. And I know Stuart, sometimes NABY has a simplex operation after check-in. And I don't know, if you guys have any ideas of how to get more simplex experience, I'd appreciate it. And that's it. So KFARE, clear, back to net.
All right, thanks for that, and good luck with your shack. As far as simplex goes, on the repeater crawl, there's there's one stop near the end that is always always Simplex, so that's a good way to get in, get some experience with Simplex too. There's a spreadsheet for the repeater crawl. Let's see, was it tinyurl.com/repeater crawl all one word? If I I remember right, I think it's that kind of mess. That's the only part I can't quite remember here. Anyhow, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday night. Are there any additional stations we should check in or any rechecks? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 check-ins. The time of, we started a minute late, so 14 minutes. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday night net, bringing the net to a close, and I'll be clear and QSY to the RCNet.
KFADRE,
KB6NU. KFADRE, Roger.
Yeah, so what, you know, what I would say is just, and you might be doing this already, so it's just saying the obvious, but, you know, anytime you're in the shack or wherever you are, leave a radio tuned to the Simplex frequency. I used to do that, and I just had a handheld in my home office. And, you know, every once in a while, I live fairly close to M14 up at the north part of town. And every once in a while, I'd get a somebody going by on M14 there and have a short chat with them. So, you know, that's my advice, is always leave a radio tuned to the Simplex frequency.
And you're referring to 146.520. And, yeah, I suppose I could just leave it open and listen.
Right, you know, or if you, you know, like if you have a radio that does dual watch, you know, you can always leave one on this repeater or whatever repeater you like, and then the other one on the Simplex frequency.
Roger. Okay, I'll take the advice and, yeah, just leave it open more often. So, thank you. KFARE, clear.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Fun hobby.
Yeah, you know what? It really is. And you know, I don't know if you've been to any of the Aero meetings, but you might come to an Aero meeting once in a while, and we have a lot of fun doing all kinds of stuff. And, you know, clubs are a good way to find out about lots of different things in AM radio.
Yes, the next meeting is when and where? Thank you.
So we meet on the third Tuesday of the month. Guys, we just had a meeting this Tuesday. We've been meeting at MakerWorks, the makerspace down by the airport in Costco. And our website is W8RP, Whiskey 8 Roger Papa, .org.
Okay, yes, and you guys used to meet down in Saline at the school, correct, which I went to one meeting a few months ago and been meaning to hook up back up with you guys.
Yeah, what happened there was a misunderstanding between the schools and our club president. They thought we had more youth-related activities when they found out we didn't really have that many youths in our club. They kind of wanted to start charging us for the use of the facility.
I see. That's kind of funny, but okay, good. So I'm glad I reconnected with you guys.
Yeah, like I say, we do have a lot of fun and do all kinds of things, and you know, it's a good way to learn about different EM radio stuff, and you can feel free to call me if you want, if you have any questions about anything. My email address is on qrz.com, and yeah, feel free to get in touch.
Great, thank you. I'll stay in touch. KFA ARE clear.
KB6NU clear.
KFAARE, WRFRC.
KFAARE.
I was wondering if you happen to know of Dan's Ham Radio blog, which is kb6nu.com. On that blog, I have a repeater directory, and you're more than welcome to check it out for the different repeaters in the area, and you're more than welcome to see which ones you're able to hit on your radio back to you.
Hi, yes, thank you. Yeah, I got a dozen or so programmed in, and apparently Troy, I can hit Troy, which is kind of, I'm surprised I can, but I will go to kb6nu.com and check that out. So thank you for the information.
Oh, no problem, and hope you have fun in the hobby, and as Dan even mentioned, connections and communications are a huge part about the fun of ham radio, and I hope you enjoy it. Nice to make your acquaintance. Name is Stuart, CI Tango Uniform Alpha Romeo Tango, and the call sign is Whiskey 8 Sierra Romeo Charlie.
Hi, nice to meet you too. My name is Jonathan, and I've heard you on the Racy's Net a week or two ago, and yes, very nice meeting you, so I'll hopefully talk to you more in the future. KFA ARE clear.
Okay, 7-3 for now, and I hope to talk to you again soon, Jonathan. WNSRC clear and QSY.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.